Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day of experiencing you as a reality. Thank you, Lord, that we've come to find life and life abundance in you. And we thank you, Father God, for the true life in you, in looking to you, in hearing your words, in building our lives on your words, and finding the way, the truth and the life in you, Jesus, in the Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 28 from verse 1 to 4. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men.
Hallelujah. I think, you know, you've got the natural man, and then you've got the guards, and these are the soldiers. And soldiers can be fearful, but praise God when they experience the soldiers of heaven, the angels, you know, there's no comparison. And you have just been made a tent again of the words of Jesus. He says, if you ashamed of me and my words, I will be ashamed of you when I come in the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, and the glory of the angels. So there we can see there's so much glory, splendor. And splendor comes from the opinion that each one holds. That's where your glory is found, in that which you value and that which you represent. And so we've got wonderful glory in the Father, a wonderful Father that had us in mind from the foundation of the earth, predestined in Christ, and the wonderful Son, obedient to the Father, walking in the Spirit. And then we see him also experiencing the angels. And here in this word this morning, if you're ashamed of me and my word, you won't see me in the glory of the Father, the Son, and the angels. And so it's so wonderful to know we got angels. Angels are there to minister to us who inherit eternal life. Some translation says it's a scripture in Hebrews chapter 1. Some translations say that the angels are there to save the believers. So when the angels are there, you experiencing them. So that's a wonderful thing. And I love Psalm 91. It talks there about the angels commanded to watch over you. So this is the beauty. So we can understand if we acknowledging the Father, acknowledging the Son, and we are walking in the truth, we're going to experience them as realities. I love the scripture where Elisha, they were going through some trying times. And in this walk with the Lord, we are going to be tested, but we'll never be tested beyond what we can handle. And Gehazi, his servant, is afraid. But then he says, there is more for us than against us. So we need to know that the heavens stand behind us when we are staying in tune, staying enlightened, staying loving the things of God. And then immediately the eyes are opened. He opens the eyes of Gehazi, and they see all the angels, this army of the Lord, and was on the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And so, guys, it's just exciting to know we in the kingdom with the Father, in the presence of Jesus, and in his leading, we experience, as the Bible goes on to say in Hebrews 12 from 22 on, we've come to innumerable rejoicing angels. So they're rejoicing because people are saved, people are staying in tune. Let's not say people, let's say disciples are being made. Disciples are staying in tune. And so that it's giving them room to protect, to destroy the powers of darkness, to bring about the kingdom in every way. So wake up to know your God has called you for a time such as this. Stay in tune. Don't be ashamed of his words. Get his words morning by morning. Stay in tune. Develop on schedule and see the salvation of a wonderful God, a beautiful Savior, and the host of angels. It's over 70 times in the Bible it speaks about the Lord of the angel armies. Then why don't you see it? Why don't you see he's the Lord of multiple angels? Amen. And he is for you and not against you. Why don't you see it? Because it's simply the word, the Lord of hosts. When you just see those words, you don't see that host is the angel armies that are on the side of life and life in abundance, on the side of God, and on the side of the children of the living God. In Jesus' name, be blessed, because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.